Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. I'm not here to say what friendships are or have to be. My job as your coach is to say, well, how do we deepen them? And to deepen it, you're gonna generate more ideas, you're gonna share more goals and express more concerns. That's what makes you actually an authentic person, an authentic striver. I don't know you if I don't know your ideas, your goals, or your concerns, do I? I don't know you. So if we want to go deeper, which is my job today, how do you have a remarkable, long-lasting, deep relationships? I got to know it. So for you, I want you to write down ideas, goals, and concerns. Your friends should be your greatest vehicle for brainstorming. Let me tell you how to have greater friends. And I really genuinely want you guys to write this down. I want you to learn to do this. Pick up the phone, call a friend, and say this. And here, I can tell you the quality of your friendships right now based on the statement, believe it or not. Pick up the phone, call friends, and go, hey, can I get 5 minutes? I just want to brainstorm something with you. I just want to brainstorm something with you. I can determine the quality of your friendships with that statement. When you're in friendships, and it's not what we call a generative friendship, a generative friendship means we generate ideas together. It doesn't mean they need to be the expert. It doesn't mean they need to be perfect. It doesn't even mean they need to get the topic. Friends talk things through with each other. We're in a culture in the Western world where what we do is we complain together. But that's not generative. That's actually not, it's not additive, right? So complaining together, I learned that from Zig Ziglar, to listen to your friends and what's the tone? What are we talking about here? And if you're around a bunch of complainers and blamers all day long, you become that. And I was like, dang, that's real. So I want you to write this phrase down. Hey, can I brainstorm something with you? I want you to hear about this, because I do consider myself someone who has deep, awesome, incredible relationships. And I feel very blessed about this. I do this all the time. I probably have, I'm not kidding you, I probably have 15 of those conversations a week. 15 a week. And you're like, how can you possibly do that? Well, I have friends who are like my buddies. I have friends at work. I have friends who I would consider coworkers, people on my team. I have friends in my industry. And I force myself throughout the week, when I have an idea, when I have a goal, when I have a concern, and write those down. When I have an idea, when I have a goal, when I have a concern, I don't let those things live in my little head. Instead, to create relationships with others, I call and I say, hey, can I brainstorm on something with you? Sure, what's up? Well, I've got this concern right now. Or, you know what? I've got this idea. I just want to bounce it off. Or I've got this goal. I'm wondering if you've ever seen that, or you've done it, or you know someone who has. I just want to share it. Idea. Goal. Concern. These are part of the parlance of a great friendship. And you think about it, a lot of us don't have that. Now, I know some of you can be like, but I have a great friend and we don't do that. I'm like, oh, my job isn't here to tell you that you can't have great friends. I have great friends who are like my pina colada friends. I don't know how many ideas we actually brainstorm with. Half the time, I don't think there's an ID in our head when we're drinking a pina colada. So listen, I'm not here to say every relationship has to be perfect. Maybe you're my pina colada friend. We have a great time. We probably don't generate about how to solve the climate crisis, okay? We're not that deep. But if I want to deepen that relationship, great friends contribute something together.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Your best friends at work weren't just the party people often. It was like you felt like you were doing something together that made a difference. Contribution is we serve together. We make impact together. This is why I always begin every conversation and meeting new friends with getting out and volunteering, right? Just like when you volunteer with other people, it just, your spirits are aligned, you're making a difference, it's just unique, you're making an impact. That make a difference thing together, I'd love for you to go down all your casual relationships and go, how could I make a difference with her? How could he and I or this group make some kind of impact? Maybe we go build a school. Maybe we go paint a playground. Maybe we go serve at a soup kitchen. Maybe we go, you know, build this thing or weave this thing or get that thing done or raise this money together. Whatever it is, let's go do something together of impact is a question. I remember I was in my early 30s and I saw this team, they called themselves. It was like, you know, five people. It's like two guys, three gals. And every year they went away for Habitat for Humanity and they built a house somewhere. Every year they just did that. And I was like, that's amazing. You guys are so close and everything else. And they're like, we're talking. And to me, it was like, oh, this is a troop of five. And then it turned out every year, each of them made sure to bring two friends. And now this group was 300 people. 300 people. Started out with literally five. They became 300 people who went every year. These 300 people went and mixed up and they would go around and build stuff together. I was like, that's incredible, right? That's, I don't know about you, but some of my best friends came from service, contribution, building, doing things together that made an impact. Like in my industry, some of my best friends in the industry, like we collaborate to do something, to build something, to create something, makes a difference, right? That just feels amazing to me. I love that. I really do love that. What else? Well, I think for those of you who are really struggling to like meet high quality people from your perspective, I can't recommend enough that you get involved with some local organizations that are nonprofit based and that you start attending more fundraisers, more acts of service. And I know some of you go, I don't have anything, I don't have money to contribute maybe, or I don't have, you know, I don't know what I want to do. I'm like, I don't care. Go to a bunch of them and you'll learn what you like. And I will also say this, I know I've been saying this for years, I beat a dead drum a little bit here, but when you go to a fundraiser or you go to a volunteer event, do you know who goes to those? Like you go to a black tie event, like a fundraiser as an example. Do you know who goes there? The most successful, high achieving, positive, wealthy, influential people in that particular community. People who have something to give and in their spirit, in their heart says,
I play this role in this community where I'm going to make a difference here. Awesome. I mean, some of my best friends I've met throughout the years, I met either doing the work of contribution or literally on a nonprofit board or at a fundraiser. Because that striving community who wants to make a difference, I can't share with them. But here's the thing. Whether you go do that or you don't, the people who are closest to you, if you want to make a difference with them, if you want to deepen that relationship, find a way to make a difference together. Go do something cool that contributes. Go volunteer. I think if you really want the closest friendships imaginable, you go volunteer once a month or once a quarter. You schedule it. I want you to be the friend that schedules the contribution. Be that friend. Don't hope that person comes into your life. You're that scheduler. You're that person who sets that up. You're the person that gets them together. Because at some point, they'll take it over. In all of my greatest friendship circles, I tend to be the person who initiates it. And we do something, and then someone says, I'll do it next time. I'm like, great. Just do that. Acts of contribution together. Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight. Because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.